Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a banger for Thursday night football. Dallas, Detroit, a playoff spot on the line. I think some people overreacting, saying, oh, whoever loses are going to be out of the playoff. I don't know that we're there. We still have a lot of football left to go, but it is going to be a massive matchup. Should be pretty entertaining. We'll get to that coming up. In about 20 minutes, our buddy Shane Irving will drop by to discuss that game as well. The always entertaining Shane Irving. We'll talk about our conference championship game plays, our favorite bets when it comes to college football this weekend. Kelly in Vegas also with her college football play. So a lot of college / NFL today. Sam, how you feeling, man?
Made a bet yesterday. Uh-huh. May have been alcohol driven, but I made a bet on a team to win the national championship. Would you like to guess who it is?
Yes. Without looking at the numbers, I'm just going to say Texas Tech.
It is 12-1. I bet.
Is it?
I got there. Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the board yesterday. I'm on this 4-hour train from Boston to New York, and I'm trying to find some, you know, some wiggle. And you look at Ohio State. Plus 180? Nah. Mm-mm. Indiana, 4-1? Nah. Get down the board, though. See Texas Tech, 12-1. Yeah. Bet a couple hunch to win a lot more. I mean, 12-1, why not? Why not?
I don't mind that play at all. I mean, I was sitting here this morning like, yeah, this 12.5 now is not enough against BYU. So I'm in full agreement with you, and we'll get into that matchup as well. But did any of it have to do with path, potential path? I mean, the committee says you can't really change your spot. You're not going to have much downside if you end up losing in conference championship weekend. They get into a bye spot in the most recent reveal, which was something new for them. So you would think, based on their own words, we'll see about their actions, that they're saying that Texas Tech has a bye in the first round of the playoff.
They're not losing to BYU. It's not happening. So, yeah, they're going to be the four. Ideally, Alabama gets blown out by Georgia, and then, you know, whoever wins the Big Ten game is the one. Georgia moves up. Maybe Texas Tech is the three, potentially. And then you don't have to face Oregon. Like, that's key. Because, you know, there's a chance where Tech has to play Oregon in that, you know, second bracket.
Yep.
I don't love that, but if Bama gets knocked out, Tech moves up, and now we're talking about playing Notre Dame or A&M. I just think offense and defense, coaching, you know, that's a really good team, obviously. We know that, and they've covered. Yeah. That's the crazy thing. We talk about, you know, good teams win, great teams cover. Texas Tech this year is 11-1 against the spread. So, yeah, I trust that team. Why not?
Once you get to the quarters, you're going to play good teams. That's just what it is. You're facing a team that took care of their first-round opponent at home. And, yeah, I mean, right now, the way that it would line up, that would be Oregon. And you don't want to be on either side. It's going to suck, right? Like, we could say right now you don't want to be on the Ohio State side, but guess what? It's not easy on the other side. It's probably going to be a one Big Ten team and an SEC team. that you would have to face. So you're going to have to take care of business. If you want to win this championship, you're going to have to earn it. There won't be any easy spots down the road like there were last year. That is one thing that changed. With those three and those four bye spots last year, I think it was pretty obvious to pick on those spots. And, you know, we certainly did, because you didn't have the third best team, the fourth best team during the regular season owning those positions. And that's how it's changed. And they need to make more changes if you truly want the 12 best teams. I don't know that we'll ever get there. I like that bet. I certainly support it. Do you know what they were at the start of the season? I'm trying to rack my brain. I know we discussed it because we talked about them winning the Big 12, and they were the second favorite going into the season. Is 25, 30, is that too high? Or were we there before the year started?
I think there was a 40.
That's what I was thinking.
We also talked about in the summer, like, which roster is the most expensive in college football? Oh, Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Who spent the most money this past year getting the roster together? Texas Tech. And their defense is awesome. Now, some would say, well, the Big 12 is weak. Maybe. But their D is good. They have a quarterback who can make any throw. And they've got speed everywhere. So at this point in time, I'm invested. I need you to leap with me. 12-1, Texas Tech.
I think I'm going to guess it.
You guessed it right away.
Because I like them. There's no doubt about that. That's the team that I didn't even look at the odds. Were you close with another team, or was it just this team stuck out like a sore thumb and you like the setup for them?
I thought about Oregon, honestly.
Okay.
But then just got to Tech, you know. Things happen to a man on a four-hour train when there's nothing to do. You just start making
yesterday.
Bets. I also, not going to lie, Joe, I bet more Buffalo at 12-1 to win the Super Bowl. So I'm just firing. I'm sitting on this train just emptying the clip on the Bills and Texas Tech.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but individually, when we came up with our power rankings yesterday, each of us had Buffalo as the highest AFC team.
I had him second in the league. So, yeah. I'm there.
Yeah.
And
I
again,
had him fourth, but I had him open. Highest AFC. Yeah.
It's wide open. Give me Josh Allen. Okay. I'm good.
Yep. That's what it came down to when I was ranking them. Can't quite decide. It's pretty close. Josh Allen versus Daniel Jones. Oh, well, that's an easy decision. Josh Allen versus CJ Stroud. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, that's not going
to be Josh Allen or Bo Nix. Who you got?
Yeah, Bo Nix. That was the other one. Bo Nix or Josh Allen. Yeah, that's an awesome defense. Also, are they stopping Josh Allen? That's going to be the issue. Houston did it once. Are you going to do it again? Like, everything was going against them. So, yeah, the Bills, I don't mind either of those positions, and they're around the same number. So certainly have my endorsement there. Speaking of the NFL, we'll get to tonight's game coming up in about 10, 12 minutes from right now. And that injury report could be huge. We'll see who's actually going to play. A ton of questionable, impactful players, especially on the Lions side. Chargers, Justin Herbert. They had he goes down as a DNP, whatever. They play Monday night, so it doesn't really matter about Wednesday's walkthrough. He did not participate, or whatever they want to say. He talks to the media. He's hiding the hand. He talked about how he got a plate and screws in there to stabilize the hand. And the intention is he's going to play. If it's not, they have to go to Trey Lance. They did mention that he could play if he doesn't practice all week. We're not going to know. Just knowing Harbaugh's history, we're not going to know a damn thing. And it wouldn't surprise me if we don't know until we're sitting here in these chairs on Monday.
I laid two yesterday. We discussed this. Where does it go? Where does it end? And already we see a handful of threes. So Chris has a three. Westgate has a three. BetMGM is now three minus 102, a cheap three, which I would advise. If you're going to bet Philly Monday and you know that, why don't you just bet it now? If they rule Herbert out, we're going to four. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're already kind of halfway there. Like, the market is basically 50-50 on Herbert's status. So if it comes out Sunday or Monday that he's not going to play, we're going to 3.5, 4. So you can lay several 2.5s right now. Now, they're getting expensive, -15, -120. But as we talked about this game yesterday, Philly 2, Philly 2.5, and now we're 2.5, 3. And if they rule him out, man, it's only going to get bigger. So I love Philly in this role, too. You get them off the loss. They played Black Friday. The whole country watched it. But now you're in that role where you just got to win by 2 or 2.5. That's a good role for Philly, and I do think they're going to be a lot better. The one thing about the Chargers, their O-line is just shot right now, just shot. Mm-hmm. And if you go back and watch that Bears-Eagles game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Philly got dominated, ? On the D-line, because the Bears just did whatever they wanted, just pushed them around. The Chargers aren't going to do that, and now you get Philly in that role where, oh, you only got to win by 3. I think it's a really good bet Monday night. Philly -2, 2.5. If you can get that 2.5 right now at -115, I'd make that bet right now.
When Herbert was dealing with the hand injury, how they dominated that game and ran away from the Raiders was they just kept running the ball. Didn't matter who it is. But all Patterson, let's keep on running the ball. Do you think that's going to happen to that Eagles defense again? I know it just happened with the Bears. I know it. 2 100-yard rushers. We all understand. Is it going to happen again to Vic Fangio's defense? I don't think so. What do the Eagles do? They put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. Vic Fangio knows if Herbert's out there. First off, if Herbert's out there, we like the bet. They're going to pressure the quarterback without an offensive line. If he's not out there, we love the bet, right? So that makes perfect sense to me. Get that while it's sub 3 if you can. I don't expect it to be here once we get to Monday. So I think that's a very solid wager. Right there with you. As far as other injuries throughout the league at quarterback, what about Jaden Daniels? He was limited. They've got the game against Minnesota. Again, we don't know. If I'm a Commandos fan, I'm thinking, just play Mariota. He was fine this week. The game doesn't matter, but I'm not in the locker room. I'm not the head coach of that team, but I would not be forcing Jaden Daniels back early until he's 100%, because the reality is, for their outlook on the season, this game doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. What a horrible football game too, to try and handicap. Like, you're basically trying to gauge how good McCarthy / Brosmer is going to be, and then Mariota. I do see, though, Odds Logic says 82% of the bets are on Washington. That's not where I want to be.
Nope.
No thanks.
Not interested in that one. Couple receivers, we'll see. Drake London, he did not practice for Atlanta yesterday. T. Higgins, they're saying that he's making progress in the concussion protocol for Cincinnati. We shall see there. Mike Evans, maybe he makes his return. We saw it at a couple different spots yesterday. The 21-day practice window opens for Mike Evans and Deshaun Watson for Cleveland. Please.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead. Do it. I need that just so I can pay attention to Cleveland a little bit.
It's so wild because the depth chart coming into the season in Cleveland, Flacco's 1, Gabriel's 2, Shadur is 3, Deshaun Watson is 10, give or take, right? Like, the last thing they wanted to do was go to Deshaun Watson, and they may not have a choice here. That total came up a bit, too. You see that? They bet it up to 34. You were saying yesterday, oh, we're 33, 33.5. Little bit of steam on the over out to 34. You know what else I saw yesterday? And your guy Spiegel was all over this yesterday. He's been trying to create this bet for a couple years now. Bears to sweep the Packers.
Yeah.
Circa put a market up on it. You get 7-1. So
yeah, they're a huge favorite this week.
Well, but if you make that bet, and I haven't done it yet, I've considered it. I'm also not in a Circa state in Mass or in New York. So I have to, I got to funnel money to you. Well, here's why it's not a bad idea for a Bears person. The best part about the bet is that they go on the road. And if they do win that first game, you could free roll the bet. Like if you make that 7-1 bet and they pull the upset, now you can just bet Green Bay in a pick'em game in game two and you can win no matter what. You're saying no go? You're not in on Bears sweep?
What you just said there, though, I want to circle back.
A lot of ifs.
You know Bears fans. You think they're going to free roll that? You think they're going to take the other side? If they win in Lambeau 2 weeks later, let's say they're still the one seed, right, in the NFC. All is right with the world. Franchise coach, franchise quarterback, franchise defense, it turned the ball over. We got it all going, right? I don't want to hear about your luck factor. Suck it. You think they're free rolling? You think they're taking the Packers at Soldier Field for a chance to sweep after you make that bet? You won the hard game. There's no way. You know Bears fans. Come on. Super Bowl.
Suck it, Moon. But mathematically speaking, if you make that bet, it's 7-1, and they pull the upset. Now we're talking about a pick'em game in the second game. And if you have that $100 bet to win 700, now you got 700 to play with, and you could bet 200 on Green Bay Moneyline game two, and you win no matter what. That's sort of where I'm at. It's a math thing for me. It's not a heart thing.
They gave a very fair number. I'll say that about Circa. Yeah. Especially, okay, you post that in Illinois, you know Bears fans are going to take the yes. If you post 5-1, they're going to bet the yes. So I will give it to them there. They did give them a fair number there. We'll talk about these outlandish numbers for Thursday night football. Have you seen the total? We'll talk about it. Cowboys, Lions tonight. This is Bet Sweats, the BetMGM network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.